Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So how much money do all these senators who are opposing Pete Hegseth make anyway from big pharma, big food, big everything? Oh, it's a lot, baby. We got the receipts for you. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. 30 minutes of nonstop talk on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. If you're having any issues listening to the show over the air, they are working on it, but we are streaming as well on YouTube and, of course, on the Odyssey app as well. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. RFK Jr.'s confirmation battle heated up today in a big, big way. President Trump signed the Laken Riley Act. Very emotional signing ceremony at the White House today. Laken Riley's mother in tears, obviously, as you can imagine. And so it's been a very eventful day, as most days are very eventful here in Afternoon Drive. And we're grateful that you're joining us for this. Now, the thing you have to realize about Bobby Kennedy, and there are things I don't like about him, as you know. I don't like his stance on climate change. I think it's kooky. I don't like the fact that his abortion comments are inconsistent. He said today, and I have the audio for you, essentially, like, every abortion's a tragedy or something. But he's been, you know, very openly pro-abortion throughout his entire career, so. But that's irrelevant to me as HHS secretary. It's not, he shouldn't have the ability to affect the issue of abortion. Some of these cabinet secretaries, in my opinion, have far too much power. And the executive branch of government has far too much power in general. President Trump has made it clear that that issue is going to be left to the states. There's nothing that needs to be dealt with at HHS. And if there ever comes to a very controversial thing, then it's going to go above his pay grade and it's going to go to the president. So I'm not really worried about RFK Jr.'s stance on abortion. And I don't really see the reason why. But I get it. I mean, there are people who think that as a guy who's pro-abortion, he could influence policy at HHS that would favor that. I don't see it. Then, of course, there's the controversy over the drug, the abortion drug, mifepristone, but whatever, however you pronounce it. But this really, I want to see people like the HHS secretary, I want to see their power limited. Same with FDA, EPA, whatever three-letter, four-letter branch of government within the executive branch you can think of. I want to rein these people in. I don't want to give them more power. But what I do want him to do is I want him to challenge the conventional norms of things. I want him to go after big food, big pharma, the revolving door of the FDA, and all these things. You know, he had battles today with people like Ron Wyden of Oregon. You know, Ron Wyden's going after him, and battles with this Democrat, that Democrat. So I got a list for you. I went through the list of all the money that these slime balls in the Senate get from big pharma. And this is going to shock you. Maybe it won't. I don't really know anymore if anything shocks us. But there's a woman who put out a tweet thread today. Her name is Anna Mattson on Twitter, and she decided to go through what each senator on the Finance Committee gets from Big Pharma. So the chairman, who was very favorable to RFK Jr., I thought today, has received about $1 million from the healthcare industry. His biggest donor is United Healthcare Group and Pfizer, Novo Nordisk, and Gilead Sciences. But Ron Wyden, who was a jerk, complete jerk, the entire time to Bobby Kennedy, Wyden has received $1.5 million from the healthcare industry, including from Molina Healthcare, Quest Diagnostics, and Novo Nordisk. Grassley was pretty good to him today, so it's kind of point. Cornyn was good to him. He's going to vote yes. Thune's going to vote yes. Tim Scott's going to vote yes. Bill Cassidy's going to vote yes. Langford's going to vote yes. Steve Daines is going to vote yes. Todd Young's going to vote yes. Barrasso's going to vote yes. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin's going to vote yes. Tom Tillis of North Carolina is going to vote yes. Marsha Blackburn's going to vote yes. Roger Marshall of Kansas will vote yes. Maria Cartwell, played a clip earlier of her. Nasty person. Very nasty. She's received $447,000 from the healthcare industry. Donors include Gilead and DaVita. She was very rude to Bobby Kennedy today. Michael Bennett of Colorado, I think overall probably gets the award for being the rudest. Now, of course, America's mother-in-law, I don't want to take away from her, and I don't want to sound sexist here. So I'll say it like this. He was probably the rudest guy. I would say that that woman from Washington was probably the rudest woman. But overall, America's mother-in-law still gets the top prize of rudeness and sheer just yelling insanity. Bennett has received $737,000 from the healthcare industry, including Johnson & Johnson, Novo Nordisk, Gilead Sciences. Do you think any of these people want Bobby Kennedy confirmed? Of course not. Sheldon Whitehouse. Yes, Sheldon Whitehouse, who came out today stammering in his snagglepuss way. This dude has received only $241,000 from the healthcare industry. His last corporate pharma donation was in 2018 from Arcadia Healthcare, Johnson & Johnson, and Amgen. I haven't gone through all these senators' stock purchases, but I did, she says. Notice Whitehouse has stock in Eli Lilly, which is as big as Big Pharma gets. Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire has received $2 million from the healthcare industry. Donors include Option Care Health, MetLife, Elevance Health, Molina Healthcare, Gilead, and so many more. Catherine Cortez Mastro of Nevada has received $2.7 million from the healthcare industry, including the likes of Pfizer and many more. And America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. Warren's an interesting one, she writes. She has received $748,000 from the healthcare industry, but she has no corporate donors that we know of. So she dove deeper into some strange connections since she has been the most outspoken over Kennedy by far. View my findings at the bottom of the thread. Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who's very upset with onesies. Yes, onesies, as I will share with you in just a moment. Bernie has received almost $1.3 million from the healthcare industry. However, Sanders does not have any corporate donors. These donations are from individual people who work in healthcare. Well, that's another way to evade things. Yeah, I've been in politics a long time, as you know. That's another little scam, too. If the company doesn't want to be seen as giving, or if the politician doesn't want to be seen like he's getting money from a corporation, then suddenly all the people that work there write checks. Now, the law prohibits them from getting reimbursed for those political donations. That's funny, right? So, of course, they have to, you know, if they get a nice Christmas bonus. Yeah, Bernie's in bed with these people, too. Tina Smith of Minnesota has received about $1 million from the healthcare industry. Ben Lujan of New Mexico, $775,000 from the healthcare industry. Raphael Warnock of Virginia, he's only received $194,000 from the healthcare industry. I do not see any pharma-related corporate donors. These are individual donations from healthcare workers or pharma employees. Some of these donations, of course, are as high as $75,000. I didn't really get it from a corporate guy in Bernie's case, but one dude who works for a big pharmaceutical company did give him $300,000. So there's that, you know. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. I think you get the point here. She used Open Source DC to review each senator. She did an excellent job on this. Anna Mattson on Twitter, Anna R. Mattson. And she said, here's some more information about Senator Warren. is Elizabeth Warren really worried about polio and people's teeth rotting, or is she worried about her donors? Not only has she received $492,000 from health professionals, $125,000 from pharmaceuticals, $108,000 from hospitals, for a total of $872,000 from the healthcare industry. She also has been funded by Carla Jurvetson by about $15 million. Interestingly enough, this all ties back to Stanford Medical Center, where Pfizer and Eli Lilly have donated. So, with that, let us go to the one and only America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. And again, to those of you in the Zioli Army who are mothers-in-law, I don't mean you. I just mean the stereotype of a nagging mother-in-law who, even when she agrees with you, finds a way to still get angry at you. And that's exactly what she was doing today. Elizabeth Warren. After Robert F. Kennedy Jr. refuses to commit to not suing pharmaceutical companies. Actually, let me start there. Let me go to cut six. Let's begin there, actually. She asked him to commit that when he leaves the job, he will not accept compensation from big pharma companies. All right? Cut number six.
Will you commit that when you leave this job, you will not accept compensation from a drug company, a medical device company, a hospital system, or a health insurer for at least 4 years, including as a lobbyist or a board member?
Can you just repeat the last part of the question? Can I commit?
You're
to
not
what?
Going to take money from drug companies in any way, shape, or
Who?
Form.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to commit to that.
Okay, good. That's what I figured. And I think you're right on this question.
I don't think any of them want to give me money, by the way.
Let's keep going. You're right.
You're right, but let's keep going, all right? So they agree. Like, she actually began her statement by saying, I agree, big pharma's too powerful. But she still has to find a way to get mad at him and yell at him. Cut number five.
You financially down the line.
I'll comply with all the ethical guidelines.
That's not the question. You and I, you have said
you're asking me, Senator, you're asking me not to sue vaccine pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah,
you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
Look, no one should be fooled here. As Secretary of HHS, Robert Kennedy will have the power to undercut vaccines and vaccine manufacturing across our country. And for all of his talk about follow the science and his promise that he won't interfere with those of us who want to vaccinate his kids, the bottom line is the same. Kennedy can kill off access to vaccines and make millions of dollars while he does it. Kids might die, but Robert Kennedy can keep cashing in.
Senator, I support vaccines. I support the childhood schedule.
Wow. She's so sweet. So sweet, isn't she? She's so lovely. But Senator Sanders asked Bobby Kennedy a series of questions. So first of all, let's start with cut number eight. This is where Bernie Sanders of Vermont asked Bobby Kennedy if the USA should join the rest of the world and guarantee socialized government health care to everyone. Cut eight.
The slogan that you coined, Make America Healthy Again. And I strongly agree with that effort. Despite spending, as you indicated, two or three times as much per capita on health care as other nations, we have 85 million people who are uninsured, underinsured. We have all kinds of chronic illnesses. Our life expectancy is lower than other countries. And for working class people in this country, they are living 6-7 years shorter lives than the top 1%. We got a problem, okay? And I'm going to suggest some ideas that I think can remedy that. Last year, the insurance industry in this country made over $70 billion, while at the same time, 85 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured. Do you agree with me that the United States should join every other major country on earth and guarantee health care to all people as a human right? Yes? No.
Senator, I can't give you a yes or no answer to that question.
Healthcare a human right? Is healthcare a human right?
in the way that free speech is a human right,
yeah.
I would say it's different, because if with free speech doesn't cost anybody anything, but in healthcare, if you smoke cigarettes for 20 years and you get cancer, you are now taking from the pool. Well, and so are you guaranteed the same right, or is there also a duty?
I'm sorry. I'd love to talk for an hour with you. We got a few minutes left here. All right. Every other country on earth says healthcare, whether you're poor or rich, young or old, is a human right. I'm not hearing you say that. All right. You've talked about.
First of all, what does it matter? This is number one. What does it matter if Kennedy thinks everybody healthcare is a human right or not? Well, he's not president. He's not a member of Congress. What the hell does it matter? He's the HHS secretary. He's there to ensure the administration of the Department of Health and Human Services, which includes Medicare and Medicaid services. What does that have to do with anything other than philosophically grandstanding? Nothing. And to compare free speech to socialized medicine is insane. Yes, the difference between positive rights and negative rights, but Bernie's communist brain can't comprehend. Well said, Matt DeSantis. But wait, there's more. Because if you were thinking to yourself, wait a second. Bobby Kennedy comes out today and he says, I am not anti-vaccine. And I believe him. I don't think he is. He started off that way. In fact, let's just begin, just in case you're joining us, because I know you know you might be getting out of work and you might be joining us. Let's cue up cut number one. He started today by saying, I'm not anti-vaccine. He had to say it throughout the entire day, over and over again. He had to reiterate it over and over again. It doesn't matter how many times he said it. He had to keep saying it over and over and over again. So let's just there, just to kind of set the table for this, cut number one.
Before I conclude, I want to make sure the committee is clear about a few things. News reports have claimed that I'm anti-vaccine or anti-industry. I am neither. I am pro-safety.
We'll have order. Please proceed, Mr. Kennedy.
I am pro-safety. I worked for years to raise awareness about the mercury and toxic chemicals in fish, and nobody called me any fish. And I believe that that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare.
All of my kids are vaccinated. Vaccines play a critical role in healthcare. Buddy, he wants to make sure they're safe. Look, as parents, we all have questions about these things. The vaccine schedule, for example, things like the flu shot, like what we talked about earlier, the HPV vaccine. We've got lots of questions. But what about the baby onesies? So, Senator Bernie Sanders today proceeded to have a visual with him. Oh, yeah, he brought props. Baby onesies. All right. So let's cue up cut number seven. Remember, Bobby Kennedy started a group called the Children's Health Defense. It's a nonprofit that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. founded. Now, he resigned from the board months ago. However, the Children's Health Defense, they have merch. Who doesn't have merch these days? And probably unlike Zeoli Army merch, you can actually get it. And part of their merch is they have baby onesies. Bernie came to the show today. Oh, yeah, he brought visuals. So I hope you're watching on YouTube for this, because it's worth it. It certainly is. Take a watch. Take a listen.
I think the gist of what you were trying to say today is you're really pro-vaccine. You want to ask questions. You have started a group called the Children's Health Defense. You're the originator. Right now, as I understand it, on their website, they are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies. One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid.
All right, now let's stop it right there. So you can see in the background, if you want, just pause it. Just if you could pause it right there. So you see the onesies. Now, the first thing I love about this is, number one, he brought like visuals. So he took the time to have somebody print out these gigantic, I don't know, he went to Staples or what, these gigantic, massive things that have these onesies printed on them. And as you heard him say, unfaxed and unafraid. Unfaxed. What the hell does that mean? Unfaxed. I mean, I know what unvaxxed means, but what does unfaxxed mean? Like, this kid's not going to get faxed to another kid? Not get faxed to preschool? Unfaxxed and unafraid. All right, so let's back it up a little bit. I'm going to hear that again. And he's got the merch out, showing you the merch with the baby onesies, all right? Just back it up a little bit. Go ahead.
Site, they are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies.
For babies.
One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid. Next one, and they're sold for $26 a piece, by the way. Next one is No Vax, No Problem. Now, you're coming before this committee, and you say you're pro-vaccine. Just want to ask some questions. And yet your organization is making money selling a child's product to parents for $26, which casts fundamental doubt on the usefulness of vaccines. Can you tell us now that you will, now that you are pro-vaccine, that you're going to have your organization take these products off the market?
Senator, I have no power over that organization. I'm not part of it. I resigned from the board.
Yeah, that was just a few months ago. You founded that. You certainly have power. You can make that call. Are you supportive of this?
I've had nothing to do with
leadership. Are you supportive of these onesies?
I'm supportive of vaccines.
Are you supportive of this clothing, which is militantly anti-vaccine?
I am supportive of vaccines. Right. I will. I want good science, and I want to protect.
But you will not tell the organization you founded not to continue selling that product. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The militant baby onesies. These little babies are going to get letters of mock and reprisal and go out there and kill people in the pharmaceutical industry. And $26. By the way, DeSantis, don't you love that he's all concerned the fact that they're $26? Like, he keeps bringing that up. Like, that's the bigger outrage. $26 for a friggin' onesie? Are you kidding me? The kid's going to poop in it, puke on it, and outgrow it in like 2 days. $26. It should be two for $26. The kids should get the I'm unfaxed and I'm unjabbed bolt two for $26 special. So he's advocating for that, right?
I love the fact that he's quoting a baby onesie and then pointing to it as definitive proof that RFK Jr. is an anti-vaxxer.
I finally have the proof that all of America needed to prove this man is anti-vax. I give you baby onesie. These onesies are worn by babies. Therefore, this man can't be HHS secretary. And two for $26. Are you friggin' kidding me? Bernie onesies are for $6. You get a pack. My I Heart Socialism. There's one with Justin Trudeau's father on it. You can get another Stalin onesie with a bib. $4. The Bernie baby onesie line. $4.
I mean, this is a United States senator with printed out, like, I mean, right, if you can't see it on YouTube, I mean, back me up here, Matt. Printed out gigantic, like, 6x6 poster board with these baby onesies printed on them.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of ridiculous stuff that happens in the U.S. Senate. This is by far the weirdest thing we've seen in quite some time. And I just want to point out, he's outraged over this $26 T-shirt, which, by the way, RFK Jr. resigned, no longer serving on the board, so he has no connection to it. But Bernie right. Sanders' audiobook is available on Barnes & Noble right now for $32.99.
So, and I'll throw in a onesie, $32.99, and a Stalin onesie.
Oh, as, let's see, Chris Cipollino said the smoking.
This is members of this committee, fellow senators, who are all on the payroll of Big Pharma. I bring you the smoking onesie. This is the proof that we all have been looking for. Right behind me, I paid $26 to print these things out at Staples. I have the receipt. I'm going to return them tonight because that's a friggin' ripoff. $26, by the way. Go back and play it, and then here, back it up a little bit. And when RFK tries to interject, he's like,
"They, you could call them right now. Pick up your phone and call them to take this onesie out of the merch store. I will not leave here until the onesies are out of the merch store, or at least give a 10% off discount, because it's a freaking ripoff.
Yeah, you can get wild. You can get onesies like that 2 for $15 on the Wildwood Boardwalk. Thank you. Thank you, Robot Speed 989. Back it up a little bit for me, Sean. Let's play a little more of Birdie. Go ahead.
No vax, no problem. Now, you're coming before this committee.
No, no, unfaxed. My baby is unfaxed. Look at that. The baby can't send a friggin' fax to save his life.
Child's product to parents for $26, which casts fundamental doubt on the usefulness of
vaccines. These are militant. You're going to have a militant, unfaxed baby army out there that's going to go out there and take down Big Pharma.
Off the market.
Senator, I have no power over that organization. I'm not part of it. I resigned from the board.
Yeah, that was just a few months ago. You founded that. You certainly have power. You can make that call. Are you supportive of this?
Yeah, what did Birdie spend on the mittens that he wore that day?
Are you supportive of these onesies?
I'm supportive of vaccines.
Are you supportive
Do you support
of
the onesies? Forget the vaccines. Do you support the...
Here, hang it up. Just pause it 1 second here.
Forget vaccines. Right here, right now, sir, in front of the American people, do you support the unfaxed onesies? Do you support unfaxed children? Right here, right now, sir, will you condemn the high price of these onesies, $26, and it doesn't even include baby food with high fructose corn syrup in it and whatnot?
This is amazing. Here's the United yelling about onesies, Matt. He's yelling about onesies. This is the United States senator who ran for president.
We are not sending our best to Washington, and this clip is proof.
Oh, my God. When I was watching this today, I threw the ice off my knee and I said, thank you, radio gods. Thank you. He's back and he's better than ever.
You texted it to me before I even saw the clip, and I thought you were joking. I think I even responded, ha, 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 to what you said. I had no idea this was even real. This is ridiculous.
And the best is that Megyn Kelly is sitting there in the audience, sitting next to Cheryl Hines, who's Bobby Kennedy's wife, and she's just freaking cracking up. And I love the smoking onesie. I love this.
This is the magic bullet America has needed. So right here, right now, do you support the onesie? I need to know. I support vaccines. I didn't ask about vaccines. I support healthcare. I didn't ask about healthcare. I need to know, are you pro-onesie or anti-onesie? And do you believe children should be faxed or not? Should children get faxed, Senator? Yes or no? And what does it cost to fax a child? $26 to... Do I have that wrong? No, my staff's telling me it's unvaxxed. Can you back it up to that part, Sean? Can you do that for me where he begins to read the onesies for the first time? And I love that, like, nobody corrects him. He doesn't correct himself. Like, he says unfaxxed, and he doesn't go, I mean, unvaxxed. You can't do that. You can't just come out and say unfaxxed and just roll with it. That's not allowed. You don't get to just, you gotta correct yourself. There's no correction. Unfaxed and, I mean, excuse me, unvaxed. Nope, no, he just rolls with it. Go ahead.
Defense, you're the originator. Right now, as I understand it, on their website, they are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies. One of them is titled Unfaxed, Unafraid. Next one, and they're sold for $26 a piece, by the way.
Stop it right there. Now, this is great, too, right? He explains the onesie concept like it's nobody's ever heard of this before, like nobody's ever had children.
They're little things for babies. I don't know what these freaking... I don't know what a baby is either.
You know what he sounds like? It sounds like somebody eats babies. Like, and
they have to get them off first before you can eat one. They're on babies, by the way. Unfaxed and proud.
You don't get to just roll over unfaxed. Just like it never happened. I'm sorry, but that to me is the worst part of this whole thing. And
$26, by the way. Freaking ripoff, am I right? I went to Target. I got a Pride onesie that said, chop off my baby schvants, $13.99. And I used my Target red card. I saved 5%. I got a pride onesie that said, my gender, my choice. I got another one that said, I don't know my gender, but maybe I'll chop off my schwanz when I start teething. Two for $14, 5% off Target red card if you use the red card. That, my friend, is a onesie that I can believe it.
And it comes down to a freaking onesie. This is amazing. This is why America is doomed. Like, no matter what, we're doomed. This right here is why we're doomed. Ready? That's in this entire, this whole clip right here. It's over. Give it up. Send, fax your children now. Fax. F-A-X. Facsimile. Fax your children now while you can to another country. Okay? Wait. What is that? What are you asking me now?
Oh, no. I just can't get over him screaming, are you supportive of these onesies?
Do you, sir, support the onesies? Yes or no? The gentleman's time has expired. Chairman, I will not rest until America has an answer. Do you support the onesies? Yes or no, sir?
The gentleman's time has expired.
Help, Chairman, I am not going to. Do not turn off my microphone. America deserves an answer. Do you support the onesies, sir? Yes or no, sir? It's a simple question. Are you supportive of the onesies? Do you fax your children? And do you put a cover sheet on your child before you fax him? That never made much sense to me.
We're so done. We're as a country, we're just done. Pack it up, kids. That's it. But hey, this segment didn't make me very, very happy. Thanks to our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for giving me this airtime to be able to do that. Because if we had to take a break, we would not have been able to just unfold like that. I would have had to fax that whole segment to you. So thank you to the Grand Hotel. And listen, the Jimmy Buffett weekend's coming up at the end of February, beginning of March. It's going to be great. It includes Jimmy Buffett onesies for every person that comes.
What? They're clothing for babies.
I love how he has to explain that part. Like, nobody knows what he's talking about. Oh, I thought grown men wear them. Oh, really? I thought, no, that's not. They're for little babies.
I think he had to explain it because otherwise no one was going to be able to catch on that he was talking about something so ridiculous right from the get-go. They're like, wait, is he talking about baby onesies?
I
had to make it clear.
Poster boards printed out behind him. Like, some Senate staffer had to go to Staples with pictures of this and say, can you blow these up by like 6x10? Really? Yeah. No, we're going to bring down Bobby Kennedy as HHS secretary with these. This is the smoking bullet here. The smoking onesie. Can you go ahead and print those up on poster board? Sure. Do you want glossy or matte? Make a quick phone call. Senator, we want glossy or matte.
I need those baby onesies to shine for all of America to see the onesie. The truth must come out. I strike that. I can't have a glare. No glare. Because if there's a glare, then the American people may not see the part where it says unfaxed and proud.
This Staples employee's like, wait. And then the guy pulls out a U.S. Senate credit card, and it's like, this is what my freaking tax dollars are paying for? This is why we need Doge, by the way. This right here. This is it right here. Oh, man. Unbelievable. All right. Well, that's our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Sign up for their Jimmy Buffett weekend. It's the last weekend in February and March and includes a Buffett, breakfast Buffett, dinner Buffett, and so much more. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. Quick break. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It literally made me so hot, I had to take off my shirt and crack open a Klosthaler IPA dry-hopped non-alcoholic beer. How many calories are in this thing? Let me say it's 60 calories, 10 carbohydrates. Oof. That's why I like the Michelob Ultra Zero. It's got like 29 cals and got like, I don't think it's any carbs. I think it's just filtered air. Anyway, this Klosthaler. Water, barley, malt, hops, hop extract, and yeast. Made in Germany. The Germans do beer pretty good, so it's a... Yeah, it's not bad. pretty good. You know, like during dry January, I was sending my friends, we were testing all kinds of non-alcoholic beers, see if we could find one that, you know, could do the right thing. But I'm going to stick with this for a little bit. I'm going to run with this non-alcoholic thing. I like it. Klaus Haller IPA dry hop and non-alcoholic. It's pretty good. If you like a bolder beer, it's a little bolder. You know what I mean? Anyway, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 is the number. Justin, I think we got to get... Well, first of all, you need a Zioli Army beanie. We got to get that for you. In fact, DeSantis, can you send Walter an email asking him to grab one from the... I'm sure he's got one somewhere lying around.
Yeah, I'll shoot him a text message.
Yeah, I'm sure he can give Justin one. Justin will rock that during the YouTube stream. And then we got to get Zioli Army onesies. After that segment, 100%. I mean, we talked about doing that for years, but we need to do that. They're for babies. We got to get those. So we will work on that. Yeah, fake beer. It's near beer. It's non-alcoholic beer. Absolutely. I'm trying to be better. First of all, I can't drink on this antibiotic. That's number one. Number two, I mean, I've lost a few pounds, few lbs. You know, being on Fox News, the camera adds 20 pounds, kids. Got to think about that. And so I'm down like 20 pounds now from when I first started going on TV. 20 pounds. It's good. So I don't know. I may do this dry January, keep it going, and then like maybe on Sunday, crack open a bottle of homemade red when I'm cooking, making pizza, making bread, making pasta with Reagan, whatever. It's kind of hard not to drink a little vino on Sunday. You know what I mean? But I may just kind of give up this whole, like, you know, certainly during the week, that's for damn sure. Then the only other exception besides Sunday wine would be Saturday night, Fox News Saturday night, although we're going to be taping on Fridays going forward, so Friday night, you know, after the after party. Like, you can't imagine Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra not drinking after a show. So, you know what I mean? But I may run with this. I like this. It's good. It's good feeling. Feels good. I'm not doing Coca-Cola like Matt DeSantis. Because you see now, what are you going to do, by the way, when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. bans high fructose corn syrup and you got to drink your Coca-Cola made with real sugar? How are you going to survive?
He made it very clear during his confirmation hearings that he wasn't going to ban Coke or McDonald's. So he's A-OK in my book.
Because that's literally all you and Trump eat, the two of you.
It's like my whole diet. If he bans that, yeah, I'm just going to starve to death.
Only Trump gets the Diet Coke, you get the regular Coke.
I do prefer the regular Coke, yeah. I want to like Diet Coke. I feel like it's a cool thing to like Diet Coke. But unfortunately, my taste buds prefer the classic taste of Coke.
But what about Coca-Cola Zero?
No, that's disgusting.
Justin, what do you think? What are your thoughts on soda?
Well, I cannot drink it, so...
Why?
I have a caffeine sensitivity. I developed a caffeine sensitivity. So whenever I have anything with caffeine, I think I've talked about this a couple of times on the Matt Rooney Show, but it gives me...
Nobody listens to that.
Yeah, well... I get... it, like, spikes my heart
Just
rate.
Just kidding.
Up to,
I love Rooney. You get what?
It, like, spikes my heart rate up to, like, 150 plus. Like, it's... almost like sends me into an immediate like panic attack.
Oh my God. So wait, you can't drink coffee?
Nope. Haven't had coffee, soda, anything that you could think of that has caffeine in it since 2021, I want to say.
Wow. What do you do for energy? Cocaine?
No, I just I just let it ride with what I got and pray that it's enough to last me through the day.
Man, wow. I can't imagine not drinking coffee. I can't imagine it. I had a cup before it came on the air today, obviously. So, I mean, I can't. That sounds to me like I commend you for staying alive after that diagnosis and not taking your life. Good for you.
Got to keep trucking.
Good for you. All right. Well, look, Robert, the things you know about your associate producer, the things you get to know about somebody after all these, you know, months. It's only been a few months. That was your first time with Megaphone Bernie, for example. That was your first real experience with him. You know what I mean?
So for the next time. He'll be back.
Don't know. It's not up to me. It's up to him.
Oh, he'll be back.
It's like the Hulk. I can't control him. You know what I mean? You know, Dr. Banner couldn't control the Hulk in the old TV show. It's the same thing with Megaphone Birdie. I have no control over him. He just comes when he wants to. He just takes over. So you wouldn't like me when I'm Bernie. I should make a comment about that. No, but Justin, that's the thing. You know, that's what happens. It just happens. He says something and then, you know, I mean, that was priceless today. Freaking baby onesies. It may not get that good again for the rest of our life. It may not be better than that. I don't know. How do you top that? How do you top freaking baby? I mean, he'll find a way. If anybody can, it's him. Maybe he'll get like when Cash Patel, he's not on that committee that has Cash Patel coming tomorrow. That's the Judiciary Committee, right?
I'll double check.
Because Bernie, I don't know, maybe Bernie will show like a blow-up of one of Cash Patel's like matchbox cars. It's a police car to try to make him be an authoritarian or something. I mean, the picture of him playing cops and robbers to suggest that he would use brute force. I mean, who knows what's capable of that crazy man's mind if he does have Cash Patel. But Cash Patel will be tomorrow, and I don't know about Tulsi yet. There is a story in the Wall Street Journal as they're trying to sink her about how she had this secret sect. I just find the whole thing to be just ridiculous. And they never had this story about her when she was a Democrat. It's only when she leaves the Democrat Party that they write this story in the Wall Street Journal. And the left in general coming after her, but the globalists are coming after her. I mean, look, the Wall Street Journal is, you know, we know where they stand on her. As a rising political star, Gabbard paid to mask her sex ties to alleged scheme sect. I'll talk a little bit more about that as the show goes on today. But here's what Kennedy said about kids. And I think that if you heard the interview earlier in the show with Bethany Mandel, a lot of suburban moms voted for Trump because of Bobby Kennedy. In fact, I wrote a whole op-ed on this. It was rejected, though, but I sent it to Fox News Opinion. They were like, we have enough Kennedy stuff. Don't worry, we're good. But my whole argument was moms and dads in the suburbs, Trump, Bobby Kennedy endorsing Trump gave them air cover to avoid the mom shaming that moms have to deal with all the time. And he asks a lot of great questions and questions that I've heard other parents ask before. Cue up cut number three, Sean, if you would. This is him talking about, again, raising questions. Why is it that five of my kids have allergies? It's a great, great point. Cut number three.
Something about what you first said. Ma, when I launched my campaign, it was about uniting Americans, Democrats and Republicans. There's no issue that should unite us more than this chronic health epidemic. There's no such thing as Republican children or Democratic children. These are our kids. 66% of them are damaged. I know what a healthy kid looks like because I had so many of them in my family. I didn't know anybody with a food allergy growing up, peanut allergy. Why do five of my kids have allergies? Why are we seeing these explosions in diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, neurological diseases, depression, all of these things that are related to toxic in the environment? Why can't we just agree with each other to put differences about so many issues, intractable issues aside, and say, we're going to end this? I don't think anybody is going to be able to do this like I have because of my peculiar experience, because I've litigated against these agencies. When you litigate against them, you get a PhD in corporate capture and how to unravel it. I've written 6 books about these agencies. I know a lot about them and I know how to fix it. And there's nobody who will fix it the way that I do, because I'm not scared of vested interests. I don't care. I'm not here because I want a position or a job. I have a very good life and a happy family. This is something I don't need. I want to do this because we're going to fix it. And the other thing is,
you know, the food allergy thing is interesting, right? When you were kids, do you remember anyone having a peanut allergy? Anyone? I mean, with our kids, our 3 kids, we were told early on by the pediatrician, give the kids peanut butter very early on and it wouldn't be an issue. But honestly, I mean, I'm a Gen Xer. You know, I drank out of the hose. I don't remember, certainly not to the level it is now. I mean, if you bring in a peanut to school, it's like a federal offense. And all kinds of allergies, kids, not just peanut allergies. I don't remember this stuff when we were growing up as kids. And I don't think it's just a matter of we just didn't know about it. I think a lot of these things have come around because of food processing. Look, well, I said this today to Bridget when she was making Patrick's lunch this morning. I said, we bought these rolls for him, like, what, a week or two ago, and they're completely, like, no mold. I bake homemade bread, next day it's stale. I mean, what crap is going into this stuff that keeps it shelf-stable and then enables you to be able to have it for a week, 2 weeks without it going bad? I get it. There's a lot of people in this country. They literally cannot survive without that. I'm not here to say that everybody should be baking their own bread like the Amish, or that you should only be buying organic bread. A lot of people can't afford that. And the only way they're able to do it is because they can buy shelf-stable stuff. But that's also part of the problem, is that in many ways, I think, you want to talk about different classes, people that don't have access to fresh food. You would think this would be a big issue for Democrats, right? Food deserts. Where do food deserts happen most? They happen in urban areas. Philadelphia is a great example, particularly with the soda tax, but we don't really have any grocery stores left in the city. Camden, New Jersey, no grocery stores. So you wind up getting smaller convenience style stores, but they don't have the selection. They don't have a lot of fresh stuff. And so that harms people. You don't hear the Democrats saying a word about that. They don't seem to give a damn. You notice how they don't care about any of these issues? None of these issues matter to them because it's Trump and it's Kennedy and that's it. That's it. Now, I know that there are a lot of Republicans who are questioning him on abortion. All I would say to you is, I don't think it's relevant. I really don't. I don't think it's relevant. Whether his views on abortion are no more relevant than mine or yours, they aren't. Certainly not under this president. President Trump has made it very clear where he stands on this issue. This is going to be a states' rights issue, period. Now, on things like the Born Alive Protection Bill, which says that if a baby survives a botched abortion, that it should get immediate medical care and they should try to save it. Of course, I mean, that's for Congress. That's not the HHS secretary. So again, I think we got to realize that too. But here's an exchange with Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma on this issue today, Cut 13. Sorry, 13, Sean.
Administration cut off funding to the state of Oklahoma for AIDS testing, for breast cancer screening, and for other areas of poverty health care because my state didn't promote abortion. It wouldn't provide. If my state wouldn't promote abortion in the state, we got cut off for federal funds for AIDS testing and for other things. My simple question to you is, how are you going to handle Title X on that? I saw how President Biden handled that in the punitive measures that came on my state for those that are in rural health care. How are you going to handle Title X?
I'm going to support President Trump's policies on Title X. I agree with President Trump that every abortion is a tragedy. I agree with him that we cannot be a moral nation if we have 1.2 million abortions a year. I agree with him that the states should control abortion. President Trump has told me that he wants to end late-term abortions, and he wants to protect conscience exemptions, and that he wants to end federal funding for abortions here or abroad. That's Title X. I'm going to I serve at the pleasure of the president. I'm going to implement his policies.
Thank you for that.
That's the answer right there. That's the answer. I serve at the pleasure of the president. I'm there to implement his policies. And it's very clear where the president of the United States stands on this. The United States Supreme Court, thankfully, thank God, overturned Roe v. Wade. And now we, the people, should fight this out in our state houses and our state legislatures. What does the HHS secretary have to do with it? Nothing, in my opinion. By the way, in the next hour, there's a great piece over at the Free Press. What happened when DEI came to the military? Diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I saw on Fox News earlier today, this guy who is a DEI, was a DEI trainer in the military, was going on there just about how ridiculous all this is. But a couple updates for you. Thanks to Justin for filling me in on this. The cloture vote on Doug Burgum has passed the Senate 78-20. So he moves on to the full Senate for confirmation. So Doug Burgum, good for him. I mean, that's pretty bipartisan. As the Secretary of Interior slash like also head of an energy security thing that President Trump is creating. Stefanik's committee vote has not officially happened yet. And Pam Bondi was officially voted out of the Judiciary Committee today. So she will face the full Senate at some point. Could be tonight or could be tomorrow. So we are moving here. We are moving along. Tomorrow's Kash Patel. Now, I'm worried about him. I'm worried about Tulsi Gabbard. And I am worried, obviously, about Kennedy. And I think we have good reason to be. But I ultimately think all the Republicans, with the exception of Susan Collins and McConnell. Now, somebody suggested that maybe John Fetterman would vote for Kennedy and maybe Cory Booker would. Our buddy Susie Cool suggested that. Maybe. I mean, look, anything's possible in this crazy world we live in. Anything's possible. So maybe he'll be the one that the Democrats break ranks with. It just seems like a lot of times these Democrats, they're just terrified to break ranks, doesn't it? But Fetterman did put out a statement today about the Lake and Riley Act. I'll share that with you in the next hour. But it was a good statement, very supportive of the Lake and Riley Act and why he voted for it. And I don't know how anybody could not be. I really don't. I don't know how anybody could not be in support of the Lake and Riley Act. It seems so obvious to me. It really does. So, you know, there you go. you know what? Is it true that Caroline Leavitt's husband is 60 years old, Matt? Have you heard that? Is that true?
I don't know how old he is. I have seen pictures of him. Are they married? I know. I don't know. I don't know their situation. He does look older, though.
She's 27. He's got they have a child together.
Yeah.
John Ossoff has flirted with the idea of voting for Tulsi, and Nicole Shanahan specifically called him out on social media. Oh, yeah, we got the clip. You know, let's play that. I forgot to play that. Of Nicole Shanahan, who is Bobby Kennedy's running mate till he dropped out, threatening everybody. She's not joking around. She's not joking around. She will go scorched earth on these MFers if they don't back him. And good. Like, let's bring it. Let's bring the thunder here. This is a battle. This is a battle, and this is the way it has to be. And Nicole Shanahan was on Fox News talking about it today. She said, if these people, I don't know, what's the number here? Where am I looking here? What's somebody? Oh, 15. Let's cube cut 15. This is a video posted to X, billionaire with a B, billionaire Nicole Shanahan. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Get that smile. It's 2025. We have so much to be happy about and smile about, including the return of Megaphone Bernie. So go see him today, VeneriaDental.com. Cut 15.
This hasn't been widely reported, but in 2020, I cut large checks to Chuck Schumer to help Democrats flip two Senate seats in Georgia from red to blue. The two candidates I helped elect, Senator Raphael Warnock and Senator John Ossoff, please know I will be watching your votes very closely. I will make it my personal mission that you lose your seats in the Senate if you vote against the future health of America's children. And more than that, I also want to say to Senators Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, Tom Tillis, James Lankford, Cory Booker, John Fetterman, Bernie Sanders, and Catherine Cortez Masto, this is a bipartisan message, and it comes directly from me. While Bobby may be willing to play nice, I won't. If you vote against him, I will personally fund challengers to primary you in your next election, and I will enlist hundreds of thousands to join me. Big Pharma and Big Ag have exploited us for far too long. It ends now. You're either on the side of transparency and accountability, or you are standing in the way. The choice is yours. Please choose wisely.
Boom. Dropping the thunder, dropping the hammer. I love it. All right, big fourth and final hour straight ahead. Lot to get to, so don't go away. Thanks for streaming on YouTube. And Emmons Roofing and Siding, my go-to contractor. 10% off inflation discount for each and every one of my listeners. 10% off roof, siding, windows, doors. Anderson Windows, baby, the best. For each and every one of my listeners. And Emmons serves the entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So my question for you, what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today. They even have a bathroom remodeling division. And yes, we did use Emmons to remodel the bathroom in our former house, our previous home. They did our roof, did our windows, and you get a lifetime warranty on that roof with the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle. Emmons is the real deal. Matt and Stephanie are great friends. They take every job seriously. They're trustworthy, honest people who want to do the right thing. And 10% off inflation relief discount, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.